Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Congressman, congratulations and welcome back.
Dom, it's always good to be with you. Thank you.
Well, you were the architect of the first on January 28th, which by our guesstimates brought about $100 million to Wildwood. You know how they always overestimate by Trump coming there. I know the Bolero was open. Rich says he always stayed there in the morning, he told me. So that probably brought in $1 million right there. But how did this come about? Tell us all the inside on it.
Well, as some folks remember, I guess it's about 5 years ago now, when I was a conservative Democrat. There is no such thing anymore. I just didn't belong in that party. And it was over a lot of different pieces of legislation I wouldn't vote for, stands on positions. And then finally, the impeachment of Donald Trump. I just said, I'm not doing it. Only one in Congress as a Democrat that wouldn't. And I, you know, went home that night and said, hey, this is it. You know, I had a good career, but I'm not running as a Democrat. I don't believe in what they're doing. Got a call the next day from President Donald Trump. He said, sit down with me. We sat down together for about an hour and a half. Long story short, I became a Republican, got to know him well. We truly did become friends. I speak to him every week, at least once. And, you know, we were talking a little while back, and he said, you know, I love New Jersey. It really hurts me that they say we don't have a chance there. He lives half of his year here in New Jersey, up in northern New Jersey, at Bedminster. He said, I think we should give it a shot. And I said, I think we should too, Mr. President. So he named me as the campaign chair for the entire state, and we're doing all kinds of things, and we've had some little mini rallies without him. But this is going to be a big one. We're going to relive the magic that we had those years ago. He's going to be on the beach with the ocean on his back, speaking to America and speaking to New Jersey and Pennsylvania and New York. We're all that tri-state area. It's important. And we're not giving anything up. We're out to win, and we want to win everything. And you are correct. He is within single digits now for the first time ever that in recent history that a Republican has been within single districts in this digits in the state of New Jersey. So we're working at it. But we're going to have a lot of fun May 11th on the boardwalk. We're doing it again, and it's going to be great again.
Now, you are a guy with the pinstripe suit and all that, second to none. But will there be beach attire for this? Is it going to be Hawaiian shirts? Or does Trump wear the golf outfit that he sometimes wears?
Salmon jacket?
Yeah, salmon jacket.
I believe it. Look, he's the president, so I'm going to coordinate with him on that. But I have a feeling, because we're both running around doing lots of other things, and I have a feeling we still might be wearing the suits. However, everybody else, it's May, and it's already nice on the beach. Could be a little cool, but it's going to be nothing like it. Look, let me put it to you this way. We set a record last time for the number of ticket requests, not the number of people there, because we could only hold so many in the convention center, but the number of ticket requests, it is still the all-time record. President Trump's proud of this. For any event he's had, any rally he's had, it is still the record for the most ticket requests. Now we're going to have more room because we're going to have that big, huge, giant, wide Wildwood Beach, and we're going to have folks from Pennsylvania and folks from North Jersey and the western part of New Jersey and people. I've already got people from New York City and New York State that are coming. So it's going to be a real exciting thing. We're going to come together. You know what, Dom? We're tired of it. We're tired of the open borders. We're tired of the inflation. We're tired of the cost for food and gas. We're tired of our decaying cities. We're tired of the fact that you have to earn twice as much of an income now as you did 4 years ago to buy a home. We're tired of crime. We're tired of a military that has record low enrollments because of a lack of just energy there. We're just tired of it all, and we're tired of paying high taxes for garbage, like, you know, taking care of illegal immigrants. And I think people are ready for a change, and they're fired up, and they're ready to go. That's what I believe.
Well, you are the guy. And look, I push my chips in because Harry Hurley, when you were a moderate Democrat, said, you know, Jeff Andrew is true to this. That's not a fake thing as it is with some Democrats. If he becomes a Republican, you'll see it even more clearly. Harry Hurley was right again, Dan.
He was.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
He was, and he's a good friend, and I communicate with him all the time. And I'll tell you, it's funny. I have a little bit of fun because, you know, in the very, very beginning, 5 years ago, and I don't blame him, there were most Republicans were great in the House. They welcomed me, shook hands, hugged me, were so happy because they knew. They knew, remembered me when I was on the other side. They would tell me all the time, you should be a Republican. But there were a few that were concerned. And I was speaking to a few of them just recently, and they said, damn it, you're a better Republican than half the Republicans we got.
All right. So, well, you know what? On that line now, and you have been a good supporter of Mike Johnson, and I understand that we don't want chaos there. But the reports, Jeff, that we have out today say it ain't so, that by Saturday we're going to be voting on standalone bills and no border. Is there any silver lining here of something you can tell us is going to happen?
We got a border bill in there, too. There's been a lot of negotiation and discussion. So we do have the border bill. And look, I was deeply and profoundly upset with FISA and the fact that we could have gotten it done and we didn't. And we don't have the time. I know that we could spend 30 minutes just talking about what's going on. But the bottom line, if you want a national security, it's not by invading people, personal rights that are Americans, it is by closing these borders. But FISA, the budget bill, some of the other things, but I mean this, Dom. I'm serious as I can be about this. We cannot vacate the speaker's position now because we have to focus on one thing, and President Trump will tell you the same thing, winning. That's all I'm thinking about is winning. I wake up in the morning, I'm thinking about winning. I have lunch, I'm thinking about winning. I go to bed, I'm thinking about winning. And I don't mean just me. I mean President Trump, a more robust majority, a stronger majority of conservatives in the House, and winning in the Senate, and making sure in the Senate that we have a Senate that really works with the House and conservative values. If we get sidetracked with a sideshow, we're not going to focus our energy on that. We're going to have the MSNBCs and CNNs making fun of us, say that we can't lead, we don't know how to be in charge. We can't do that. So we've got to get through this, and then we'll deal next year when we've won everything. This is my hope. Then we can deal with leadership concerns, not now.
Yeah, I'm not talking. I like Johnson, and your word, too, is a lot. And from afar, I'm not talking about that. But what chance is there, Congressman, of the border bill passing as a standalone? Is that possible?
It will pass as a standalone in the House of Representatives. We've got this damn Senate that just won't do it. And it's bizarre. Let me be clear here. I mean, we have an invasion of people who are breaking the law. We don't know who they are. We don't know where they're going. We don't know what they're about. Some of them, absolutely, hundreds of them were caught that are on the terror watch list, but there are many that are getting through. This is insane. It's destructive to the country. It's worse than an attack from an enemy, and we've got to stop it. So the House gets it. I believe it will go through in the House. The Senate's going to be a problem, and this president, and people should know this. I don't give a damn if the folks listening right now are Republican, Democrat, mm-hmm. Independent. This president will not sign a real border bill to button up our borders and protect our Americans.
Okay, then why? Here's what listeners are saying, and it's not you. We see you and what you're doing here, but maybe take us inside a little bit. Why this change from Speaker Johnson? And again, not about getting rid of him, but just what is going on here. If we don't link it to Ukraine, it passes. The Senate's not going to do anything on that border bill. But they get the Ukrainian money that listeners are dead opposed to, as you know.
I know. I agree. And your listeners know. And you know. I have stood up for this all along. We're going to do amendments. I'm not voting for the bill anyhow, but we're going to do amendments to the bill that we need an audit of where the money went. We're going to do amendments to the bill that we need to see the path to victory and that there actually has to be a plan laid out. Just think of this president again. He's leaving our borders open and doing all the other bad mm-hmm. stuff I won't go into. But we've already given well over $100 billion to Ukraine, wants to give more. And to quote him, he doesn't care how much it costs
right.
or how long it takes.
What's your theory then? You are deeply inside this then. Why are we doing this? Why is the Republican caucus, led by the Speaker and I guess a few others, why do that then? Why? I'm not going to use the word cave in on it. I like Johnson, and particularly after talking with you, I liked him from before. But why do this then? What's the pressure? What are we trying to get at by giving them the Ukraine money when the Senate, I agree with you, is not going to give us the border bill?
I absolutely understand what you're saying, and I'm with you. And I ask the same question. So we unfortunately have some members, like, for example, the Intel Committee saying to do it, Foreign Affairs saying to do it, Armed Services. There is a difference among Republicans on this issue. I stand for, you know, America first. It doesn't mean we forget about our friends. I am supportive of Israel. I will vote for that. I'm supportive of the Indo-Pacific and Taiwan. We made a commitment. These are friends that we've had, allies, strong allies for many years. But we've got probably a third to a half of our caucus, the Republican caucus, who thinks this is the right to do. And the right thing to do, and almost all of the Democrat caucus.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, it's the same thing, too. And I don't know if we've talked, and I know you were deeply against this. We had Rand Paul at a big event, and you can imagine his insight, how much he was against caving in on the FISA bill, where we're concerned about the privacy of Americans.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Look, you know more than I do about intelligence. You're actually inside there, and you're insightful on it. Some of these Republicans know more than I do, probably. But the base is saying, despite that, you got to do a better job of proving it to us. We're concerned with that vote, and I kind of link it to the Ukraine vote.
That's a good point, and that's what, you know, I mentioned to you in the beginning of this conversation. I am profoundly disappointed in what happened with FISA. I worked with friends in Congress, got them to really see the light on this. Worked obviously with my good friend and chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan. If we have just a minute to talk about FISA, I just
sure.
want to say
go,
how
go
much
right
I
ahead. Yep. You. And Jeff, okay. feel free to okay. expand. I respect some of these guys, like Fitzpatrick, on a personal level. I just think, though, that they are way gung ho on Ukraine, and they are hell bent to do this. I'm not saying they're bad actors. I'm just saying they're way out of step with our listeners, and I think a lot of your supporters.
Well, and I won't speak about another member of Congress, but I will say this. I was deeply disappointed in FISA. The Intel Committee put information out that we're going to need thousands of judges, that this is going to create huge problems, that bad actors, and they try to scare you. There are real bad actors, real bad people out there who want to hurt this country, and we need to protect ourselves from them. But let's understand a few things. We wouldn't need thousands of judges. It wouldn't slow the process down because it would only have to be used when you were doing an inquiry, investigation, search on American citizens. There were exceptions in the bill that Jordan did that I was on, it was a great bill. There were exceptions if it was a matter of a national emergency or some real threat to America. The bottom line is we need to have a process of checks and balances, and that you need to make sure that that check and balance exists. And it would have only what we put in there, requiring a warrant, would have only affected 1.58% of inquiries. But they're important inquiries because we were told in the past, the last time FISA was renewed, they said everything's going to be okay, no worries, nothing to see there. Guess what happened over the years? Millions of illegal inquiries. We have them documented now. Husbands looking into wives, individuals looking into boyfriends and girlfriends. If you were too conservative, if you were too libertarian, if you were too progressive, if you were too religious, if you had certain whatever it was, they looked into things. If you had a certain campaign, if you were part of Trump, they were looking into you. It is wrong. It is everything that our men and women in the United States of America stood up and fought against when they gave up their lives in all these damn wars that we've had all over the world saving everybody. It is wrong. I'm against it. And a big public relations campaign was put out there that we're literally going to be so vulnerable. It's wrong. It isn't true. 1.58% of the time, with exceptions, we would have ensured that Americans had freedom and ensured that they had security if we had put the amendment in, at least that amendment, that we required a warrant. That's an American
yes,
right. If
you exactly. American- Hey, look, we want to be judicious on this. And again, I just wanted to be clear with listeners, but you know this. I'm not saying that Johnson's got to go here. And we don't want that kind of debacle. But I can tell you already, people today are hugely disappointed, and that this will all be wrapped up by Saturday, apparently. There's a lot of moving parts. But your efforts, and you've just given us some insight here, only 1.58 of these inquiries. You know, we spend the money on a lot of things. If we need more judges, and I take what you said, 1,000 seems ridiculous. If it's another 50 or so, we ought to spend it. That right is that precious.
Absolutely. I'm not embellishing, exaggerating here. People have died for that right. We owe them, you know. Mm-hmm. We owe them to make sure that we keep our freedoms. Here, you know, this is what I said when I spoke on this on the floor. Ben Franklin, and you know what, he's still worth quoting. It was hundreds of years ago, but human nature is the same. Ben Franklin said, those who would give up liberty for safety deserve neither. And it's true. That's what America's about. We need to be free. And that's so important. So here's the only good news in that whole debacle. The only good news is instead of a five-year renewal, it's a two-year renewal.
Right.
President Trump's going to be president, and we're going to do this thing right next time. I'm praying to God that we do. We can't give those freedoms away. It was a bad day for me. I had a tough time just having dinner that night.
I hear you. Well, look, congratulations, though, on this. We want to be as supportive as we possibly can, turn out as many people as we possibly can to this big event. So thank you for being the quarterback of this.
Tom, I appreciate you. And just so your folks know, because I know you're going to get lots of calls and requests, there's going to be more information coming out. We're going to be putting information out, and so will the Trump campaign, on, you know, the exact times and what to do and when to line up and how to get tickets, all that kind of stuff. All the particulars that everybody's going to want to know. So I'm just giving you a heads up on the announcement today, and there will be a lot more forthcoming. The president's very, very excited. I spoke to him a couple days ago, and I'm telling you, he does. You know, he loves the United States of America. He was in that bodega in New York City. He loves New York City. It's criminal what these new prosecutors and investigators. My God, he's not being prosecuted. He's being persecuted. And let me say, I'll end up with this, and I really mean this. They can go after him. They can go after you.
Exactly. Congressman, thank you. An honor. It's going to be a great event. We'll see you there, but we'll talk before then, I'm sure.
You got it, Tom. You take care. Thank you.
Tom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.